Okay.
Okay. Are we ready?
Yeah, I just, before we start, there was a misnomer on the publication for the meeting. It's not a re-canvas after talking to some lawyers. It's correction of the canvas that we did.
Correction
last week. Yeah, so if you
okay.
want to...
I'll make a note of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I want to...
I will call to order the Board of Canvasses for Story County on this Tuesday, November 20th, 2012, at 9:30. The purpose of this meeting is correction of the canvas that was held earlier, and we are meeting to look at the Soil and Water Conservation District Commissioner's race, which was held on November 6, 2012.
So just a little background, we did hold the canvas for the results last Wednesday, and the results that we certified to you were incorrect for that race only. The issue is that Soil and District Water Commissioners cannot be in the same township and hold office together. That's Code Section 161A.5. Which describes the district. So the two of the candidates, Steve Fales and Amber Anderson Umba, are actually both in Franklin Township. Just to add a little fun to it, they actually both live in the city of Ames, but we have to look at the underlying township. My argument was that, you know, the township no longer exists in the city of Ames, but there's actually an AG opinion about a township official serving who lives in the city of Des Moines and was actually serves in Warren Township that says just the opposite, that we look at the original platting there to determine the township. So it's we kind of got caught with our, drawers down on this one, so we have to... Therefore, Cindy Hildebrand, Danny and Christy went through and counted all the write-in votes. She got 8 write-in votes, so we go to her. She lives in Grant Township, so she can serve. The Soil and Water District Commission actually knew this and informed us of this after the canvas right. and said, well, no, we can only have 2 winners. I'm like, so I went back and looked at the files because what I don't want to happen is this to go happen ever again. Back in the day, the different affidavits for the different races actually were more detailed and specific to that race. We now have a uniform affidavit form. It doesn't have a space for candidates in this race to fill in township information, so it's not something that we looked at when the candidates came and filed. Note to myself to do that in the future so that we don't end up in the same situation. So
from a procedural standpoint, is it necessary to read all of the soil and water number precincts, all of that information?
Have the corrected abstract page just for this race, if you want to go ahead and read that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Under the soil and water conservation, there were the number of precincts. There were 43 total places. The precincts reporting were 43 voted for. They could vote for 3 people. The number of votes cast at the various polling places. Polling, there was 26,353. Absentee was 20,912. Total was 47,265 for 69.3%. Total votes, again, was 66,303. Time blank voted, I don't know what that really means, but it's polling was 9,949, absentee 8,453, and the total was 18,402. Time overvoted, polling 0, absentee 1, total 1. The number of undervotes were 13,011 at the polling. Absentee was 7,272 for a total of 20,283. So on the ballot, Mark Chomlin had received 12,994 votes at the polling station. Absentee was 10,595. Total votes cast was 23,589 for 35.58%. Then Steve Fales, 11,869, Absentee was 9,684. Total was 21,553 for 32.51%. Amber Anderson Melba, 11,177 at the polling site. Absentee, 9,727. Total, 20,904 for 31.53. Cindy Hillebrand was the write-in candidate at the polling, 0, absentee, 8. Total was 8 for 0.1%. Total write-ins was 161 at the polling, 88 absentee, 249 total for 0.38%. Steve Fales and Amber Anderson Melba reside in the same township, therefore write-in votes were used to determine that Cindy Hildebrand would be elected to serve at the Soil and Water Conservation.
Yeah, if I could just read into the record the specific code section that talks about this. It says, if the canvas shows that the two candidates receiving the highest and the second highest, and this is 161A.5 subsection E, if the canvas shows that the two candidates receiving the highest and the second highest number of votes for the office of district commissioner are both residents of the same township, the board shall certify as elected the candidate who received the highest number of votes for the office and the candidate receiving the next highest number of votes for the office who is not a resident of the same township as the candidate receiving the highest number. So, 8 votes. 0.1%. Yeah, it's really...
Apparently, it was just enough.
Yeah.
So, basically, we are certifying then that Cindy Hillebrand will be the Soil and Water Conservation District Commissioner.
Along with Mark Dumlin and Steve Fales.
And Steve Fales. Okay, so those are the three. Okay.
I move to declare the canvass complete and certify the results of the election to the proper jurisdictions.
Second.
It's been moved in second to certify that the canvass is complete and certify the results to the proper jurisdiction. Roll call, Sanders.
Aye.
Toot.
Aye.
Clinton. Aye.
Adjournment.
It's complete.
Second.
It's been moved and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned. Aye.